Gravitational Entropy in Secere's Class 1 Models, by Fernando A. Pizana et al. Gravitational entropy is an elusive concept. Various theoretical proposals have been presented, initially based on Penrose's whale curvature hypothesis, and variations of it. A more recent proposal by Clifton, Ellis, and Tavakol, CET, considered a novel approach by defining such entropy from a Gibbs equation constructed from an effective stress-energy tensor that emerges from the square root algebraic decomposition of the Bell-Robinson tensor, the simplest divergence-less tensor related to the whale tensor. Since, so far all gravitational entropy proposals have been applied to highly restrictive and symmetric spacetimes, we probe in this paper the CET proposal for a class of much less idealized spactimes, the Secere's Class 1 models, capable of describing the joint evolution of arrays of arbitrary number of structures, overdensities and voids, all placed on selected spatial locations in an asymptotic background. By using suitable covariant variables and their fluctuations, we find the necessary and sufficient conditions for a positive CET entropy production to be a negative sign of the product of the density and Hubble expansion fluctuations. To examine the viability of this theoretical result, we examine numerically the CET entropy production for two elongated overdense regions surrounding a central spheroidal void, all evolving jointly from initial linear perturbations at the last scattering era into present-day MPC-size CDM structures. We show that CET entropy production is positive for all times after last scattering at the precise spatial locations where structure growth occurs and where the exact density growing mode is dominant. The present paper provides the least idealized, and most physically robust, probe of a gravitational entropy proposal in the context of structure formation. This was Gravitational Entropy in Secere's Class 1 Models, by Fernando A. Pizana et al.